Father, we do thank you for this privilege that we have to gather. It is a privilege that you have afforded us in this place that we live, here in Dorseyville area, in the Pittsburgh region, in this country that you have blessed us to live in. Lord, it is a privilege for us to be able to gather, and we do not take it lightly, the freedom that we have to gather in the name of Jesus. And we also recognize and do not take lightly the freedom that we have in Christ to come. For you have redeemed us, you brought us to yourself, and in obedience to you and in observance of this day, this Sabbath day that we set apart as holy to come away, to be with your people, to spend time lifting our eyes to you together. Father, we do engage it with thanksgiving. We enter the courts, as the psalmist says, enter your courts with thanksgiving, that we bring our praise to you this morning, for you are worthy of it. So Father, even as we do, would you be pleased to move amongst us in this time? We come with expectation that you are a God, that as we seek you, that you will be found. As we draw near, that you draw near to us. And so it is with confidence, with expectation, that we come in the name of Jesus, and we welcome your Spirit's movement in our midst. Father, you know what each one of us needs to hear specifically. So as we would gather around your word as well, would you speak to each person individually exactly what we need to hear in this time? And would you give us grace and hearts that are fertile and ready to respond, that a harvest of righteousness would be produced, more than what is even sown? And Father, for those needs, those burdens that we carry in, that maybe we have shared, Father, we offer them to you again, knowing that you are a God who hears, and you are a God who answers. And even for those needs that no one knows, that are so deeply personal, we thank you that you do, and that you are near, and that you are near to the brokenhearted. You are near to those who humble themselves and draw near to you. So it is with that expectation that we offer even our needs and our burdens and our concerns to you this morning. And we ask, God, in this time, that you would have your way, that your kingdom would come and will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven, here in our lives as it is in heaven, here in this space as it is in heaven, for the glory of Jesus. And it's in his name I pray. And all God's people said together, amen.
Would you please stand and praise with us?
Sun shining down on me when the All of our needs, and give us the strength to do the things that we need to do. is holding on to me. Good is holding on.
When the night
is holding on to me.
Father, you are good. It's your nature and your character. Teach us more about who you are as our Father and about your goodness, that we might be able to say, in both the blessed times and the difficult times, that truly you are good and that we will be able to bless your name. Teach us of your goodness this morning, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you would remain seated, and at this time, or remain seated, remain standing for a moment, and open a Bible to Luke chapter 15. And the children at this time would be dismissed for children's church with Miss Diana. And so as the children would go, Luke chapter 15, as you are standing, not sitting, Luke 15, verse 11 through the end of the chapter, I want to read for us. As we sing about our good Father, there's such a wonderful picture of the goodness and the good character of our Father here in Luke 15. Listen to Jesus' description of the Father in this parable, the parable of the lost or prodigal son. Luke 15, verse 11. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' And so he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. And when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' And so he got up and went to his father.